Hello, today is April 21st, 2024, and today we have the Tower reversed. If we must see this card of catastrophic change and upheaval, we'd much rather see it in the reverse. There is much to say about the Tower, number 16 of the major arcana, which reduces to 7, which in the tarot suggest we reevaluate our lives, motives, position, values, goals, even who we surround ourselves with, where we live, how we live, with whom we choose to live. It's quite amazing how we can avoid dealing with things that need dealing with, missing signals and signs, or ignoring them altogether. In the upright, a tall tower topped with a huge gold crown stands against a black sky. A storm approaches, but two unfortunate humans fall from the top of their ivory tower as flames appear from the top windows. We can see that the tower has been built on a rocky, unstable-looking foundation. This card in the upright is shock and awe. Bankruptcy, divorce, a house burns down, your company lays you off, collapse, failure. The major arcana are considered turning points in our lives. This card in the upright, even in the reverse, is not altogether pleasant and can be downright painful. But it is said that if we don't acknowledge the need for a change, the universe will force it upon us. In the reverse, we may have narrowly avoided some upsetting, violent, or shocking event. Perhaps you've noticed certain symptoms or warning signs in your body, for example, and acted in time. I have a friend who is quite certain he would have had a heart attack this year if he hadn't made the radical changes in his diet and lifestyle that he did make just in time, blowing his doctor away, reversing the course of several impending or potential conditions, diabetes, stroke, or a heart attack. And he's healthier than he's been in decades. I was seeing a technician at a salon last year, a wonderful young human in her 20s. While I met the owner of the establishment, who sold me on the first day, I noticed she was never around anymore after that. The office had a layer of dust, and she stopped returning my technician's calls. Mail started to pile up. These were not the signs of someone who cared about her business, and I told my friend not to be surprised if the business was going under, and if it did, she would be the last to know. Sure enough, she showed up to work one day to find a notice on the door to pay overdue rent. The business did close, and the owner ghosted her, leaving her high and dry with no job. It wasn't hard to predict, but it wasn't anything she had counted on, and she was young and unexperienced. Since this card fell out, along with the Nine of Swords, the card of losing sleep, high anxiety, and worry, 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 we should remember that if one is prone to anxiety and worry and has a tendency to immediately assume the worst-case scenario, we may very well bring it upon ourselves.